Bechtel has won a second lucrative contract to help rebuild Iraq. The San Francisco-based engineering firm will get up to $1.8 billion more over 2 years to repair and upgrade power stations, sewage systems, roads, and airports. The U.S. Agency for International Development awarded the contract using money Congress set aside for Iraqi reconstruction last fall. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports this contract is bigger than the last one Bechtel got, but likely to be less controversial.
USAID's Chief Acquisitions Officer Tim Beans says the choice was easy. Last time when USAID picked Bechtel, the runner-up was the Pasadena-based engineering firm Parsons.
It just so happened that this time Bechtel and Parsons teamed together, so we had two very strong contractors coming in.
Beans says typically the agency has to choose between the most qualified bidder and the least expensive one.
But we got a situation where the highest technical score also happened to be the lowest price we received. And that does not happen that often.
So Beans says U.S. taxpayers are getting the best possible deal. Only three teams submitted bids, mainly because only U.S. firms are allowed to and because few firms can handle contracts of this scale. But the process was open and competitive, and all the information was posted on the web.
They've been over backwards on this one.
Stephen Schooner, a government procurement expert at George Washington University, says this is a far cry from how USAID handled the first big infrastructure contract.
Last time, they had identified the competitors, requested proposals from them, were in the process of considering them before they disclosed any of that information to the public.
Or to any other companies that might have wanted to bid on the work. USAID Administrator Andrew Natsios insists that then and now, Bechtel won fair and square, and that the company's connections to prominent Republicans, like former Secretary of State George Shultz, had nothing to do with it.
The notion that any of us are going to go in and manipulate the process is ridiculous.
And he adds it would be a felony. The biggest chunk of money, over $1 billion, is to repair power plants and electrical grids. About $200 million is for water and sanitation. Most of the rest is slated to go to surface transportation, building construction, Iraq's seaport, and its three airports. Bechtel spokesman Mike Kidder says the company has focused until now on assessing needs and making emergency repairs, and looks forward to doing much more.
These will be new projects that Bechtel has not gotten to, and I don't think anyone has. We're talking about restoring an entire country the size of California that has 22 million people. And while there's been a good start made in a very difficult environment over there, much work remains, and that's part of what this new contract will address.
Up to 10% of the total value of the contract can flow to Bechtel as profit, but much of the work may be performed by subcontractors. Firms from nearly all countries are eligible for that work. Bechtel says it will try to employ as many Iraqis as possible. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.